Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to be here with you on a brand new year. Welcome to 2020, Dave.
Woohoo!
Can you believe it? We've now going into our third year of doing this. Third calendar year, yes. But people are going to be confused. You know why? Because
they probably read the topic title, but they're probably very confused at this point. Yeah,
you know, we're a business of digital podcast, but here we are. Maybe digital isn't the answer, or is it maybe digital isn't always the answer? I don't know.
This was my idea.
This was your idea, so I'm glad you said that.
I am
going to toss it over to you and say, welcome to 2020.
And maybe you shouldn't just throw all your eggs in one basket. And that's kind of, and we're going to have a whole bunch of articles. I tried to find other articles too, and by the time this goes live, I'll try to find some more and drop them in there, because a bunch of them were very specific to the shoe industry. And so I did try to find some others, and I did find one that was not, and it was the car industry, but very brand heavy industries.
I had no idea about this, but you said shoe and it just made me think of it. Did you know that there's a shoe con? There is a conference,
I believe it,
about shoes where people go and like spend like thousands and I was watching this one documentary, and the dude went up to this one guy and paid like $34,000 cash. They negotiated for this collection of shoes he had. And I'm like, it's like a shoe con. Anyway, sorry. Don't get me started.
Matt likes shoes.
I do like shoes, but I could not believe that there's a shoe con.
Why?
But you're right. I mean, it makes sense because like one of the notes you have is Nike is crushing everything, and they are. They don't have sales because people continue to buy whatever they put their price, and they sell out and they do collabs. And I saw that Air Jordan just collaborated with Dior.
I think I sent you that link.
Yeah.
I was like, here you go, Matt. Here's another pair of Jordans for you.
And I'm like, I'd wear them, but I wouldn't buy them. Someone gave them to me, I'd definitely wear them, but I'm not spending like $2,500 on a pair of Air Jordans. I already spent enough on them. Anyway, sorry. I completely cut you off. Go for it.
Oh, it's all good. The most of the articles are from Q3, maybe Q4, October. But most of them are talking about Q3 and just what some companies have seen in the last, I can't even talk, in the last couple months or even the year. One of them was Adidas. We overinvested in digital advertising. They focused on the ROI, and it's almost like when you get really efficient, and I've seen this sometimes especially in PPC, where it's like, you just throw the baby out with the bathwater because you're like, oh, well, this campaign or this ad group or these keywords are not producing. And it's because you don't look at the full funnel. Mm. And if we kind of talked about almost a month ago now, probably, your conversion data is junk.
Yeah.
And we'll probably talk more about analytics stuff later this month, I think, if we get to it. But, you know, you focus so much in on these are the five keywords in this ad group that did something. These other ones got a couple clicks, but you know, there's nothing in the data that says they converted. And so therefore you cut them out. And then for 2 months, 4 months, 8 months down the line, there's slowly this attrition of sales or leads or of, you know, qualified people finding you or interested people or anything. And your funnel keeps getting smaller and smaller, and you keep trying different things, but you're so focused on that ROI. And that seems to be the one thing that kind of, I think the problem with digital is that we measure stuff, but I think because if we can't measure it, we just assume it's junk, or if there's no data there, we just shut it off. Yeah. And it looks like for Adidas, they ran into that. And then the other one, the non-shoe brand I found was a story in Australian about Volvo and about how they're flipping to long-term brand building over digital performance metrics.
Interesting.
So they were very focused on the short-term, you know, metrics and data points, and the marketing director and everyone else kind of went, well, we really need to look at the other parts of the funnel, not just the bottom. And I think that's easy to do with digital, because we do have the data. You know, we have someone clicked on a, you know, an ad, or they clicked on an ad from YouTube, or they clicked on a Facebook ad, or they did this action, they opened this email, and then they converted. But we skipped the whole part about how they actually trusted the brand, how they knew to look for the brand, how when three or four other ads were showing up, they picked us over them because of the radio ads, because of the TV, because of us being at that shoe con. And all of that other stuff that goes into building a brand, if you don't focus on it, what is your brand?
Yeah. You know, this gets me thinking, I don't know where this fits into it, Dave, maybe you could share your thoughts on this, but I was also thinking about, so there's a local Mexican spot here, and it does really well. It's always busy, and it's like hard to get a seat. But you go online and you try to find any kind of presence, and they're usually not there. The information's wrong because someone else has put it. But these guys basically could care less about anything digital because their store is always busy. From the time they open to the time they close, they're completely busy. And so, you know, so that's one extreme scenario on like, hey, they don't even care about digital. But then the other side of it, there's a barbecue spot here that I still need to take you to, by the way, when you come visit, called Little Miss Barbecue. And they're another one of those that's like a line before it even starts out the door every day, and they sell out. But they have an amazing online presence, and they do so much with digital, and they do stuff with Instagram all the time, letting people know what they got going on. So it's like, who's right and who's wrong? Like, I mean, the one Mexican place that's in this area that's not online and could care less, like, they're not hurting. I mean, their restaurant's full every day. I don't know. So,
I think that's another thing. Like the one of the other articles I came across was just, you know, Under Armour shares, they had a big sales miss, and this is from July. And then they had more problems in Q3 with an accounting scandal, which I can link to, but I don't think anyone really cares. But then I thought it was interesting that, you know, they said in Q2 and probably even Q3 that in the article, they're talking about how, you know, we've been focused on sales. We've been focused on short term, you know, trying to move unsold. We really need to go more on long-term strategies. Again, they talked about long-term strategies. Volvo in that article said, we need to stop focusing. Adidas, all these people that said this digital or this focus on the short term is hurting us because in the long term, we're seeing a decline. And then I thought it was interesting that about the same time I was asked to join through Adweek a webinar with Under Armour talking about, you know, some very short-term advertising thing that they did. And I was like, what?
That's funny.
But I thought it wasn't working. And I'm sure they were just asked by their agency and stuff to talk. And I'm sure it's working. But I just thought that was funny and interesting that here they're talking about long-term, but yet they're still doing the short-term. And that's my other point is, we're not saying turn off your digital. Now, don't turn off your Facebook ads, don't turn off. But I think sometimes us digital people are so focused on this today's numbers, this week's numbers, this month's numbers, this quarter's numbers, of whatever those are, sales leads, you know, growth of some sort, that we don't always keep the long term in mind.
You know what, I don't know why it makes me think of this, but I remember back in the day, before Adobe bought Omniture, if you remember Omniture.
Yes. We talked about them recently, my lack of love for them.
Yes. but one of the things I thought that they always did that was brilliant, I'd drive up and down the interstate in Utah, and you would see these billboards that were basically, you know, a problem in code. And if you were one of the ones smart enough to be able to read that and answer it, then a lot of times you got the job with them. And, you know, and I thought that that's, again, you know, one of those brilliant ways of how this is a digital company, basically. That's all they do, coding and things like that. But yet they're going to these other methods. And if they hadn't gone to that method, which is the point that you're trying to make here, if you overlook some of these other methods, you may not get either the right talent, you may not make some of the sales, you may, you know, miss some of those paths that lead people to your brand. Then they, you know, they might have missed out on some stuff. And so that's what this gets me thinking, and helping people understand that, hey, it's not, like you said, we're not here saying digital isn't the answer. It's just telling you that there's so many other opportunities that you have that you shouldn't ignore.
Yeah, and the Adidas, it kind of talks to that, Sid. I'm literally reading from the article, so apologize. Admitting a focus on ROI led it to overinvest in digital and performance marketing at the expense of brand building. That 4 years ago, they didn't have any echo metrics. Attribution modeling was based on last click, which I think sometimes works, but you got to look at your own data. And they didn't do any brand tracking. They also focused on efficiency over effectiveness, leading it to look at a specific KPI and how to reduce their cost rather than what was in the best interest. And I think that goes to the, what is our CPA? What is our CPL? What is the cost per acquisition versus, you know, very specific KPIs and metrics and stuff that you care about, but not looking at the long, the long thing. And it's like, well, you know, are we spending in money on brand? And if we stop doing stunt money on brand, and, you know, it goes back to the two times we talked about it, where we talked about it because there was a tweet about do you bid on your own brand? And then when we had Susan on, we talked about how to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's something you should test. You should look at, you know, we're not going to rehash it, but, you know, you should be bidding on your own brand. You should be doing branding whenever you can. Not just when, you know, if you have a pipeline of three months for your salespeople to keep them busy in implementation, what happens after that 3 months? Do you start marketing then? And then, you know, then no, everyone's not busy for 3 months until you get another influx and then you're too busy. It needs to be consistent. And I think sometimes we, as marketers and digital marketers, even we all fail at that.
Well, I think some of the reasons why people fell at some of this kind of stuff too and trying to figure it out is because in some cases there are no metrics that can help you understand that. Like the perfect example that I think of a lot, Dave, is a conference, okay? So, you know, let's say that I went to X amount of conferences this last year and spoke on topics related to X, Y, and Z or whatever. And let's say that I got zero clients from those conferences, from... like there was no one that was in attendance in those conferences that came up and gave me a card and said, hey, I want to work with you. And so, you know, your first initial thought, okay, if you're looking at data,
waste
and metrics
of money.
Based on the amount of money I spent and coming here, like this was worthless and it was no good. I shouldn't have done that. But then you start to factor in the other things like, okay, well, I did have this good meeting with Dave, or I did have this good meeting with this other person, or I met with these companies and I took them out to dinner, or we talked and we honed our relationship in. And then, you know what, 3 months later, this company reached out to me and said, hey, I have a lead for you. And so it's like, or I had a problem and I reached out to someone else and they helped me with that. Like, for example, perfect example of that recently, Ian Lurie, you know, we had a situation that someone read one of his articles. And it was one of our clients and they were confused about something. And so what did I do? My relationship, I reached right out to Ian and told him exactly what was going on. And he directly helped me answer this client. And we were able to tell the client, yeah, this isn't, you know, from a third party. This is coming directly from Ian.
From the person that wrote it that you were asking about.
Yeah, exactly. And they just thought that was amazing. And so, and that was like a big client. And so, you know, let's say that they were a $15,000 or $20,000 a month client. So how do you put that kind of data into these metrics and say, okay, well, you know, maybe the conference itself didn't get me anything, but look at the relationship or the networking or the person that's referring. And so I think a lot of times, like, that's what's tough with stuff like this, because you can't see the immediate return on that money. You see, I don't know if that makes sense what I'm trying to say, but in my head it does.
Well, and, you know, from product placement or getting on your local news, like if you can get on there and people don't run over and immediately buy from you, does it mean that they've forgotten you? Does it mean they didn't see it? Does it mean that in 1 month or in 6 months from now, when randomly, when they need your service, that they go, oh yeah, I remember I saw him on TV, and the owner or the person that was talking about it was really cool, or they talked about this exact thing. And, you know, even if we don't go with them, at least you are now in that, you're one of the possible people or companies that they're going to go with.
Yeah.
Like that, there is no direct ROI. There's no direct return on ad spend. There's no technical metric, but by doing that awareness, by doing that branding, you know, they might just go and click on, you're like, well, how did you find me? I had someone recently find me, and I still have to ask them. I'm like, I have no idea how I saw the data for them going through my site and filling out the quote. I still don't know what thing that I've done led them to reach out to me.
Well, here's a fun one for you. You remember many years ago we created those, hey, my dog says hello, to 2020.
Cats are much quieter. They just sleep.
I trust me. Yeah. But speaking of cats, funny enough, you know, several years ago we did that social Meowdia.
Meow.
And we made posters out of it. And what's funny is we actually had someone come to us, and they became a client of ours because they said someone had put up that poster in the office. Who knows if that person was even there still, but they put it up and it had our branding all over it. And so they researched who did that, and they loved it, and they thought it was funny, found out it was us, found out that we did certain types of creatives that they didn't do, and hired us to do those kind of graphics. And so, again, you know, it's going to the point of take advantage of all the things. Take advantage, like, you know, we did that. Like, when we're doing it, if someone was wanting, can we guarantee an exact ROI from doing this and spending $200 on these posters or this or that? Like, no, I mean, you can't, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's...
Well, at PubCon, we had shirts printed.
Yeah.
For this podcast, and we gave them out during our session, and we gave them out throughout the day and the conference. Like, the costs and me shipping them and bringing them out there, and how many listeners? I don't know. Feel free to tell us if you found us because of those shirts or if you've seen someone wearing the shirts, but
I told you what happened. I was out at where my son was doing his Eagle project, and one of the ladies that was their marketing person, she saw the shirt and loved it, and was like, I'm gonna subscribe. I'm gonna listen to your show now. And so, you know, if I hadn't have been wearing that, we got one at least.
We got one person. Hello.
Well, final thoughts, Dave, on this.
I think we need to, as much as I always say I love data, I think we also have to, from time to time, take a step back and look. And there's a bunch of the articles that we referenced and maybe even didn't mention. I will drop into the write-up. So if you're looking for the exact articles, they're all long URLs. I will drop them all into the write-up. So feel free to dig into the write-up and read them. Most of them are from late Q2, Q3 of 2019. And they just dig into how people focus perhaps a little bit more, too much on the end of the funnel. And probably now, you know, if you listen to us talking about our predictions for 2020, everyone's focused on answering the questions and stuff. So, you know, are you also focused on the other side of the funnel, not just the questions? What about in the middle?
Yeah, I love that.
Perhaps we just get, you know, I don't know, banner blindness, but just like focused in on one thing because that's the new thing or the big thing where we think we can move the needle. But what about all those other things?
Tunnel vision, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Tunnel vision. It's not even like a Monday or a Friday and I'm brain dead. But yeah, I think that's just my thing is, you know, take a step back. Are you focused too much on one thing? What about the other verticals? What about the other channels? You know, are you not giving budget? Are you stealing budget away? That may bite you in the butt later on.
So there you go, guys. Didn't mean to ruffle you all up. We're not saying digital is dead. And SEO is dead.
I still prefer digital, but yeah, there are other things too.
But we do appreciate you guys listening. And for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Soltula with Avalanche Media. And again, welcome
to the 2020. New year.
Yeah, welcome to the new year. And we're glad that you guys are joining us. And we will hit you guys on the next one. Bye, guys.
Bye.